From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for joining us. It is Thursday, April 25th.
So let's get it started.
College protests over Israel's war in Gaza intensifying. Dozens of arrests around the country.
The serious traditions of this university are being overtaken right now by radical and extreme ideologies. They place a target on the backs of Jewish students.
The House Speaker not mincing words over the demonstrations.
If you can hear us, I am telling you, we are telling you, we love you, stay strong. Survive.
A glimmer of hope for the safe return of an Israeli-American hostage with ties to the Bay Area.
Anytime, you know, somebody's hitting the pocketbook, it should kind of wake you up, right?
Sick and tired of those surprise fees, a welcome sight for you at the airport.
All right, I'm Gianna Franco. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And hey, it is 7 o'clock, 7:01 on the dot. And it's going to be a nice day today because the weekend's almost here.
Yes, we're talking sports and drag queens this morning. So we're all happy. We've checked all the boxes. I'm Reed Cowan. We're glad you're with us this morning.
Yeah, we have the NFL draft starting. Yeah. Drag queen, like you said. You said it was going to be nice.
I mean, nice as far as the show goes and all the fun things. I can't promise anything for the weather because that's not my jam.
I know. I don't love this weather, Darren. Let's take a live look at outside on this Thursday morning. And, you know, as I said yesterday, it's just kind of meh.
Yeah.
It's not cold. It's not hot. We're just existing in this space.
Well, it's because Mother Nature is a tease. She gave us like that, the 80s. And then all of a sudden she's like, I'm in charge here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's like burlesque, just a little tease.
And with that theme, we will get, you know, tantalizing glimpses. Of some blue sky today. They won't last long. But you'll see them today. You will see more blue sky than you did yesterday. We got to move on fast now. Let me show you what it looks like from the vantage point outside. So I know that the view out that window looks almost identical to yesterday. In fact, it does look identical to yesterday and the day before that. But that is a different marine layer. It's a different kind of marine layer. What's different about it is, it's a lot lower. But there's also less of it. In other words, the last few days, that marine layer was several thousand feet thick. So it's really thinned out, and it's gotten pushed a little bit lower down to the ground. The reason that matters is because it doesn't last all day when it does that. You're going to see breaks in it today. When we see that view out there, let's go to the forecast imagery, and I'll bring up the future cast to show you how these clouds are going to move today. Watch what happens. There's some higher clouds that come in. And there's much less marine layer underneath it. So that's where you get your breaks of blue sky today. We don't warm up a whole lot, though. So even if the day does look a little bit nicer, daytime highs are still only going to like the mid-60s. Take a look at the numbers out here. Those are the currents. Let's actually go to the daytime highs just to show you where you'll be by the time we get to like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon today. If you're in the mid and upper 50s now, you go to the mid-60s pretty much Bay Area-wide today. Low 80s are coming back. They're in the 7-day forecast. They're going to show up towards the end of it. But before then, we've got a little bit of an issue with tomorrow. It's going to get a bit windy. We'll talk about that coming up in the full forecast in just a few minutes. For now, Gianna, how's the drive look?
Busy. We're in that busy block right now as you head out the door at 7:03. You're definitely going to see some brake lights and slowdowns, especially at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. That is a slow and go commute this morning, so just a heads up. All right, taking a look at traffic elsewhere. Here's an overview. Here's the positive, so to speak. There's not a lot of crashes out there. A few fender benders, really nothing to slow you down majorly overall. But 880 is getting busy. 680, if you're headed 680 through Walnut Creek, and that westbound Highway 4 commute starting to bog down just a little bit as well. The peninsula is moving along very well. Still, if you've got a flight to catch at SFO right now, you are good to go. If you're headed out of the South Bay, that's where things getting a little bit slow, especially on 101 coming out of South San Jose. Nicole?
We have breaking news to get to this morning. New York's top court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes. Today, the state court of appeals said that the trial judge in 2020 made a crucial mistake. Specifically, the judge allowed prosecutors to call as witnesses several women who said Weinstein had assaulted them, but who were not part of the actual charges. So the court said in a 4-3 decision, the former movie producer did not get a fair trial. Now the Manhattan DA is going to have to decide whether to retry the case. Weinstein is currently in jail in upstate New York and has also been convicted of rape in a separate case in California. Also breaking right now, the Dow is down nearly 700 points this morning following the latest gross domestic product report. Results show a sharp decrease in economic growth. Economists were expecting GDP growth to come in at 2.4%, but instead we saw a 1.1 point increase in the first quarter. A cooling economy could actually be good news as the Fed considers rate hikes this summer.
Once again this morning, UC Berkeley is the scene of protest. We start this morning with this look as students on the steps of Sproul Hall wake up, again accusing the university of having ties to corporations that support Israel in its war to uproot Hamas in Palestinian territories.
I absolutely think that the encampment is, really showing that Palestinians are not alone in their struggle. We are trying to emphasize that, as the Palestinians have shown us over the last 7 months in the face of this genocide, that, that they are here to stay, and so are we until UC divests. We're not going anywhere.
So with finals in Berkeley just 2 weeks away, protesters want the university to cut ties with Israeli universities and programs and enact policies to protect Palestinian students. So far, no arrests at Berkeley, but mass arrests and clashes have been happening with police, some in riot gear, and these are peppering protests all over the country. We're talking about arrests at UT Austin in Texas, Cal Poly Humboldt, and also at USC. In fact, take a look at some of the tension in some of this footage. So that scene is at USC's Alumni Park, where at one point officers took students away in zip-tie handcuffs. Nearly 100 people arrested after police warned protesters they needed to disperse. Then look at this. This is the scene in Texas. And if you look closely in that footage, you see troopers riding in on horseback. There they are right there to try to move the students down the street. This is at the University of Texas at Austin, where in all 34 arrests happened. In fact, we got some video of the clash there. Watch. So that is what crowd control with hundreds of officers and deputies looks and sounds like. We've also talked with our CBS Austin news crews. They say a photographer was shoved to the ground in the melee. Two members of the media were among the 34 arrested. Well, in California, this campus at Humboldt University, Cal Poly, was closed, in fact. Police and protesters clashing there on this video. In fact, two campus buildings this morning are occupied by protesters who have barricaded themselves in a building that they have covered with graffiti. The protesters say they'll continue occupying the building until their demands are met. Meanwhile, and this was another big development, the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Republican Mike Johnson, he visited Columbia University along with his Republican colleagues. His mission was met with boos from the crowd as he sought to advocate for Jewish students to feel safe on campus. At one point, Johnson called for Columbia's president to resign for failing to quickly dismantle encampments on campus.
First traditions of this university are being overtaken right now by radical and extreme ideologies. They place a target on the backs of Jewish students.
So let's talk about Jewish students this morning. Across the country, many say they feel unsafe on campuses. They hope for de-escalation and the release of more than 100 hostages still held by Hamas this morning. In response, Columbia officials say they're making progress in negotiating with the demonstrators.
For the first time since the war in Gaza began, the family of an Israeli hostage has a glimmer of hope. A video released by Hamas appears to show Berkeley-born hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin alive. More than 200 days after his capture, we're hearing and seeing Hirsch Goldberg Polin alive. Now, he was taken hostage in the Hamas attack at a music festival. In this video, his hair is shaved and he's missing part of his arm. It's unclear when this video was taken. For his parents, it brings a mix of worry and relief.
Seeing a video of Hirsch today is overwhelming. We're relieved to see him alive, but we are also concerned about his health and well-being.
We heard your voice today for the first time in 201 days. And if you can hear us, I am telling you, we are telling you, we love you, stay strong. Survive.
The video has renewed calls for the release of all of the hostages, with families and protesters taking to the streets in Israel demanding their government do more.
Time now for a look at this morning's other top stories. Federal law enforcement, including the FBI and ATF, are in Daly City this after a car exploded. It happened yesterday afternoon. Now, take a look at this right here. You can see behind me the doors and the roof of the Toyota there are completely blown out. The inside of the car is charred, and the windows and windscreen all gone. Cameras caught a police robot taking a propane tank out of the vehicle. And for those wondering what exploded and why, well, police haven't said that or explained why the FBI may be involved. A neighbor said he heard and felt the explosion.
I was working on a computer in my basement and heard a loud boom. It was loud enough. I was in an important meeting, but I said, what the f- was that? And immediately ran to the back door, opened the door. You hear all these car alarms.
Well, none of the homes around the car seem to be damaged. We've reached out to Daly City Police and are waiting to hear back. San Jose City College classes will resume this morning following a bomb threat on campus. Last night, the school was evacuated and classes were canceled out of an abundance of caution. Police say a search of the campus did not find anything suspicious. An Arizona grand jury has now indicted several former Trump officials and associates. It stems from their alleged attempts to use fake electors to overturn results in Arizona in the 2020 presidential election. Those being charged in Arizona include former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, and 16 others. And today in New York, Trump's hush money trial resumes after a one-day break. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is expected to be back on the stand. He has already testified about his efforts to buy and kill stories to protect Trump and to promote fake stories about his opponents during the 2016 presidential campaign. The prosecution and defense are also awaiting the judge's ruling on whether Trump violated his gag order.